The first reading is a reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to the people and said, "Now, Israel, hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe, that you may live, and may enter in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of our fathers, is giving you. Therefore, I teach you the statutes and decrees as the Lord my God has commanded me, that you may observe them in the land you are entering to occupy. Observe them carefully, for thus will you give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence to the nations. You will hear who will hear of all these statutes and say, 'This great nation is truly a wise and intelligent people.' For what great nation is there that God is so close to it that as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon him? Or what great nation has statutes and decrees that are just as this whole law as I am setting before you today? However, take care and be earnestly on your guard not to forget the things which your own eyes have seen, nor to let them slip from your memory as long as you live, but teach them to your children and to your children's children." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Glorify the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. He sends forth his command to the earth, swiftly runs his word. He spreads snow like wool, frost like ashes. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. He has proclaimed his word to Jacob, his statutes and ordinances to Israel. He has not done thus for any other nation. His ordinances he has not made known to them. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of the letter will pass from the law, until all the things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of these least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so, today is my last day in Fremont, Ohio, at Sacred Heart Parish, along with St. Joseph's Parish and St. Anne's Parish. It's been fantastic. The people have been very good. Great confessions last night. So tonight, again, is adoration and healing if you are in the area. And then I start driving back tonight, go to my parish in the morning, and then get back in the car and drive to Pittsburgh so I can come out to Pasadena on Saturday. So here we are, and both of the first reading and the second in the gospel have to do with the commandments. And so God gives the commandments to set up a relationship with everybody. It's not just following a bunch of rules. Again, you've heard me talk about before. Before God gave the Ten Commandments, he first set his people free from slavery. And so any kind of relationship has rules, if you will, about love, about we don't hurt each other, about we put each other first. There's a bunch of things that all of us do. And so God sets up these commandments to teach us how to love him and to teach us how to love other people. Huh? And so that's why Jesus says that none of these things are going to be taken away, that we need, he's come to fulfill them. And the fulfillment of all the commandments is love of God and love of others. So the question really is, am I just going through the motions of obeying a bunch of rules? Or do I do what I do for love of God and love of others? This is the fulfillment of the law. So let us be people of great love. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.